Hi everyone, welcome to the latest episode of the Real World Nutrition Podcast. This is episode 133, Taking Action Against Plastic Pollution for Earth Day. All right everyone, this is Shelley Riel, registered dietitian nutritionist and your host and the founder of Real World Nutrition. As this episode drops, here in April, we are coming up on Earth Day. Earth Day is April 22nd. And one of the things I want to mention is while I do talk about various observances or events throughout the year, so much of what I have to share with you on these podcast episodes, blog posts that I share, information that I share in many avenues are really things that can be done year-round. It's just a time where we are able to use that daily observance. It's not a daily observance, but a celebration or an observance to put a spotlight on a specific issue as it relates to health, nutrition, and overall wellness. So with this year's Earth Day theme, we are addressing planet versus plastics. And the theme specifically is Planet versus Plastics 60 by 40. So what this is meaning, the 60 by 40, is that we are advocating for a 60% reduction in plastics production by 2040. And part of me wants to say, oh, 2040 is so far off. However, when you really think about it, it's really only about 15, 16 years away, and that's not as far off as it may sound. So this ambitious goal is set forth by EarthDay.org, and really, it is a collective action globally for action and awareness to address this issue of plastic pollution. Now, I know I talk about this and I'm saying globally, and what can we do? It's really every single little thing counts. And sometimes we hear of little things that don't add up to much, but if everybody took steps, it would add up to much. All right, so in case you haven't heard this, you may not be surprised to hear, well, I should say, in case you haven't heard this, however, most people may not be surprised to hear, plastics are pretty much in every corner of our planet. Just take a look at how much plastic is used per day in your daily life, and that's not something that's really so much a judgment, just more of an observation. But these plastics that have infiltrated our lives have threats to human health, have threats to wildlife, and threats to ecosystems. And this does relate to nutrition, I promise. So those smallest microplastics in our oceans to those visible litter on our streets, I see the water bottles and the plastic bags and so many things, the impact of plastic pollution is undeniable. So to achieve this 60% reduction by 2040, EarthDay.org has outlined key objectives to promote awareness, including phasing out single-use plastics, combating fast fashion, and investing in sustainable alternatives. So one of the things I want to address here is why should we be concerned about this? Well, really, and not just why should we be concerned, how does this relate to nutrition? Well, it's so crucial to reduce our reliance on plastic, specifically when it comes to our food consumption. It has both an environmental and a health concern. So when plastics are disposed of improperly, they break down into microplastics. And these are so small that you may not be able to see them with the naked eye. And these microplastics can contaminate the soil, contaminate waterways, and threaten marine life, and it can get into our food chain. And consuming seafood contaminated with microplastics may have detrimental effects on human health, potentially leading to toxicity and spread of harmful chemicals. So when I say potentially leading to toxicity, because this is, in the big picture, somewhat new, some older people who have been around for a while may not have as much exposure, but think about children born today are having exposure from the time they start eating. And then there's plastics used in food packaging and storage, and some of these can leach harmful substances into our food, especially when they're exposed to heat or acidic conditions. So bisphenol A or BPA and phthalates are commonly found in plastic containers and bottles and have been linked to hormonal disruptions, reproductive issues, and other health problems. So when I say plastic containers and bottles, think of those water bottles, the really flimsy single-use water bottles. When you buy a bottle of water, most of those are really thin plastics. Sometimes we want to use those over and over again, but that's not always a good thing. I've in the past stored a case of bottled water in my camper over the entire summer, and it started tasting funny as the summer went on because it sat in the heat inside the camper when we weren't using it. So that was only one or two summers I think I did that, and I realized that taste probably meant something wasn't good. Additionally, some of those plastic containers, we may use some of those containers to heat things like in the microwave. And if you've ever seen, I still got some, the one, I don't microwave them anymore, but where they've got the markings on the side, on the inside, where you can tell it's melted a little bit. I don't know why that didn't freak me out when that first started happening, but not a good thing. So reducing our plastic use, we can minimize environmental pollution, but also address our own well-being. The plastics in our food system. Plastics are part of our food system that many people don't even realize or think about. But here's a handful to talk about. Probably the most prevalent, I don't know, maybe not the most prevalent, is the grocery bags. Those single-use plastic bags, common sight in supermarkets and other stores, really can contribute to plastic waste and litter. So switching to reusable shopping bags and using those reusable shopping bags reduces the reliance on those disposable plastics and can help minimize that environmental impact. Now, in my community, you may live in a community where those single-use plastic bags are no longer allowed. And in my community, this did have an initial ban in January 2020, but that was quickly repealed when COVID was the headline. And to date, in my specific community, that ban has not been returned. So you still were able to get the plastic bags, but they were more heavy duty, not meant to be single use. And the stores charged, I think, 5 or 10 cents. I really don't know because I use reusable bags. So that's something, really make an effort. A lot of times people say, oh, I just forget. I keep mine in my trunk and sometimes I take in 3 or 4 and only need one, but it's better to not have to have a single-use bag. So really make an effort to use those reusable bags. The next thing is plastic bottles and plastic containers. So things like beverages and condiments and ready-to-eat meals often come in packaged in plastic bottles and containers. So opting for products packaged in glass, aluminum, or cardboard can really help reduce that plastic consumption and promotes the recyclability. When I visited California a few times over the last several years, I've noticed that even the bottled water, at least at the hotel and the airports, came in aluminum containers and not plastic. And this is something where if they're able to do it for California, if they're able to do it for places in Europe, I've done a couple cruises in the last several years, and the bottles were in aluminum or glass containers. I should say the water was in aluminum or glass containers. They're doing it for some parts of the country, for some parts of the world. I'm not quite sure the reasoning for why it's not happening nationwide or globally. I just don't know. So really look for those bottles and containers that are not plastic. And then the packaging. So nearly every item in the grocery store is wrapped in plastic or packaged in plastic, nearly. And that can contribute to excessive waste. So try to choose products with minimal packaging, eco-friendly packaging to reduce plastic consumption. Now, what can you do? What can you do? So while one thing may not be it, so stopping your use of plastic straws, sure, that helps. And it may take a little bit of a dent in the plastic pollution, but there's so many other things that we can do. So here I'm going to give you 10 steps, 10 things I should say, not steps, but things that you could do to reduce your plastic use in our daily food habits. So number one, I've already mentioned this, is carry reusable shopping bags and reusable produce bags when grocery shopping. As I said, I keep mine in my trunk, and when I'm shopping and I'm getting just smaller or a few items, I won't even use a bag at all. Or I have a bunch of the paper bags with handles that are like the gift bags, but real generic and not for gift giving necessarily. I try to bring that along too. So not just the plastics, but try to just reduce things overall. Very often, I'm just throwing stuff in my purse or my bag without a bag at all. So just have the receipt with you. Number two, invest in a reusable water bottle and reusable coffee cup to avoid single-use plastic containers. So there's so many options of reusable, nice reusable cups from water bottles and coffee cups. And honestly, I say it really must be an emergency for me to buy a bottled water in a plastic container. Now, stainless steel is rules these days, it seems like, in the water bottles and coffee cups today. So there's so many types, but stainless steel seems to be the trending thing right now. And it's certainly better for the environment than the plastic is. Number three, choose the fresh produce over prepackaged items whenever possible. So unless you really need it, consider skipping the plastic produce bags at the store. Now, it does help to corral those oranges and avocados into separate bags, but consider if you really need those bags. So, you know, there's some things, obviously, you're going to need the bags or you're going to need a plastic container. It's just, you know, strawberries and grapes, not something you can just throw into the grocery cart. But just what are you choosing and how can you minimize that use? It drives me nuts when I see my curbside delivery and they're throwing my bunch of bananas into a produce bag. And then despite me telling them not to use bags at all, they throw it in another single-use bag. Number four, buy in bulk to minimize packaging waste. So we will still have that need for packaging for sure, but buying in bulk, it will help us use less. So I try to buy meat in larger quantities and then break it up into smaller containers when I get home. Number five, as I already said, choose glass or stainless steel food containers, so food storage containers instead of plastic. So obviously the stainless steel cannot be microwaved, but black glass can. I have a handful of glass or ceramic containers that I can use to microwave small portions of leftovers. Number six, this one became popular, avoid using single-use plastic straws and utensils. So opt for alternatives like stainless steel or bamboo. And I, for my straws, I have paper, I have glass, I have silicone straws. I have some single-use plastic utensils that have come with carry-out meals, but they're not single-use in this house. They are washed and reused. Now, I know a lot of times during the last several years, there's been an option where you can tell if you're getting delivery or takeout, tell them you don't want the silverware or the utensils. And I've noticed even if you opt for that, say no, I don't know if it's such a habit or they just don't pay attention, they still give it to us. Number 7, support brands and companies that are committed to sustainable packaging and practices. So if there's things you can do to find out whether some of your favorite food vendors or brands are going with sustainable packages, and that's something where I'm paying attention to that. Now, I get, like a lot of people, get home delivery of various goods from Amazon, and as much as their packages may be advertising how they're sustainable, it still gives me a little bit of anxiety when I order, let's say, 10 things and they come in 5 different packages. So I'm still kind of expressing my frustration with them. I do let them know, come on, let's get it together and start putting it in one package. All right, number 8, bring your own containers for takeout and leftovers to reduce reliance on disposable plastics. So I know it may sound weird, but I've done it a few times. I will carry one of my Rubbermaid containers or one of those Ziploc containers in my bag with me, and I can throw leftover food in there without having to request one of the styrofoam or whatever else they're using containers to go. And that you'd also don't have to wait. Sometimes you ask for the to-go container and it doesn't come as quickly as you want it to. All right, number 9, if you do have those single-use plastic bags, use them for something else. So when I do end up with some of those single-use plastic bags, they come into our home, they're definitely used on dog walks. I had a bunch from prior to having the reusable bags regularly and that sort of thing that I cut up and made into, quote, yarn. I know it's not yarn, but it was for a crafting project. And, you know, there's things you can do, but really try to just stop them from coming in the home in the first place. Number 10, share your knowledge. I encourage people to educate each other about the importance of reducing plastic use and advocate for policy change at local and national levels. Really, as much as people want to say it's not a big deal today, when it is, it's definitely a big deal in the future. So we really have to watch for all of these things that we can do to help reduce our use of plastics, reduce our reliance on plastics. So by making these conscious decisions and these conscious choices and adopting sustainable habits, we can work towards a plastic-free future and protect the health of our planet for the generations following us, the generations following us, and the generations that have yet to be born. So I just want to encourage you, this Earth Day on April 22nd next week, as well as every time you use things, commit to being part of the solution to plastic pollution. And you can make a difference. Every little bit helps. So with that, I just want to say happy Earth Day. Thank you so much for listening. I am floored that I'm at 133 plus episodes. This is the officially numbered episodes, but I did have others that were not officially numbered that are a little bit higher than that. So thank you for your continued listening. And if you are wanting to get this dropped into your feed automatically each Friday morning when it is released, go ahead and click that follow button and it will be there this time next week. All right, everyone, you take care. Happy Earth Day. Take care for now. Bye.